The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Only sometimes you get a good feeling. Not all the time. That wouldn't be realistic. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Vibe Check. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on your good vibes. Who's here, Breeze?
They're just pouring in both doors. Come through, peeps. First things first, we have our girl, Lauren. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this midweek. Going to see Long Island Medium tonight. After hearing her on your show, I'm very excited. I know. I'm
going to. Teresa Caputo!
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I get creepy vibes.
I do too. But these things happen.
She's no joke. How could she be with that high hair?
I know.
It's like,
today's the day. Today is the day.
1992 called. Your hair needs a reading.
Yeah. Her hair is so high, it's like touching heaven, the people that she's talking to.
Right. So if you are going to the show tonight, that's going to be at the Kodak Center. And
starts at 7:30. Doors open at 6.
I think tickets were like $35-40, something like that.
Yeah. But so come through.
She's got quite the reputation.
Mm-hmm. So very excited for that. So I will see you there, Lauren. Amy from Sodas is here. She says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in with my good vibes today.
What's up, Amy?
I got to spend time with 6 out of my 8 kids, listening to them laugh and bond during a rough time for one of them. Oh. I'm glad they have each other. You know what I mean?
That's what it's about.
Siblings just bonding and being together.
Aww.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
We love that.
We do.
Yeah, 20 out of my 30 siblings, we all bonded together. That's a nice big Italian family. Nice big Italian family.
Yes, absolutely. And then who else is here? We have our girl Gina weighing in.
Gina!
Gina says, starting a new job tomorrow, so I'm feeling good about that. And then spending the day today relaxing and preparing.
I dare you to ask for a pay raise next week.
I know. You're like, so I think I proved myself. They're like, you just started today.
Gina, I dare you to ask for a pay raise. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
So.
When's the quickest amount of time you've asked for a pay raise at a job? No. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you if you had one job in your life.
And I have to wait till my contract, so. We all know what happens when you don't, so.
Mine was 3 months in at a job I've never done in my life.
You're like, I think I proved myself here. They're like, I don't even know your last name.
And they did it. They gave me an extra $15,000 a year. I could not believe it.
That's insane.
I know. I could not
That's
believe
absolutely
it.
Absolutely insane.
But $100 bill doesn't need to scream. It's $100 bill. Mm-hmm. People just know.
What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are up this morning on the 13th of November. You know why? Because pull up my calendar here. Because Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away. And it's one of my favorite holidays. And my mom is going to make her 8-layer lasagna. Probably shove it inside of a turkey, too. But it's going to be fantastic.
I love that.
The vibes are up, though. And I'm loving my new car. I really am.
Good.
I really love driving it. It's great. I feel like I stole that car. You know what I mean? Because I'm paying like nothing for it, and it just feels better driving it when you know that. So anyways, but other than that, yeah, the vibes are up. We're looking at 47 for the high today, but you know, Winter's creeping up on us. Right. How are you feeling?
Vibes are good. Had 5 showings last night.
Yeah.
I would never be a real estate agent.
No, I know. You've made that clear.
Not in.
It's not fun.
One shot in hell.
I mean, you saw what a headache it was when I was trying to play landlord for that year and a half.
Moose, I physically got a headache last night. I had 5 showings. I just had to sit there and say the same thing over and over and over.
You got it to, come on, any really trashy people show up?
No, I mean, like, some of them listen to the show, so I'm not going to go crazy, but there was someone who was late, like, 3 times. And I was like...
How are you late 3 times?
So she was coming at 1, she said 1:50, and then she showed up at 6:30.
So this was like an all-day thing for you?
No, I mean, like, it was at night. So, like, she originally was going to come at 5:15, and then she was like, can I come at 1:50? And I was like, yeah, I'm home. And then she was like, yeah, I can't find it. I'm coming later. And then she was like, I'll be there at 5:15. She showed up at 6:30. I was like, I have plans. I was meeting a friend for a drink. I was like, I have plans. Like, what are we doing here? But yeah, I think
you
I found
a winner. Did you find a winner?
Found my person.
All right.
Found my person.
All right. Breezy's moving on up.
And I'll tell you one thing. The way to my heart and the way to win me over, money. Money talks, baby.
Yeah, it sure does.
So.
She's like, maybe you've met my friend here, George Washington. All right, guys, coming up on the show, I'm so glad the vibes are up this morning. Don't forget, we're going to hook you up with those Sebastian Maniscalco tickets for Friday night's show at the Blue Cross Arena. That's coming up at 9:10 for Campy Breezy. But also, we'll sprinkle in another pair of tickets somewhere in the show. Coming up, though, for big story of the day, police say a 19-year-old he fell into the Canandaigua Lake with his car. Took a crane to pull.
He and his motor vehicle crashed into the lake where I drive my boat down the channel every single day in the summer. I'm like, that automobile doesn't belong there.
I know what some of you are thinking. Were there other factors that were in play here?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, thank you, Breezy. I was going to tease that, but that's okay. Radio 101. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one music station.
98 PXY. PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. We love a little Elton John at 6:30 a.m., do we not?
We do.
So a car was pulled out of the Canandaigua Lake by a crane after police say the driver accidentally drove into it.
These things happen. I know what
yesterday
you're thinking.
Morning.
I know what you're thinking. Was it me? No. No, it wasn't. No, but
believe it or not, I actually don't see you doing something like this. Police say the 19-year-old, I'm going to butcher this one, Dutcher Samotalski, parked his car on the pier around 1:30 a.m., drove into the lake while trying to make a U-turn. I'm sorry. It's like, do we have to make the driving limits at 21 now? Is that what we got to do? Because I don't even see a 16-year-old doing this, okay?
A U-turn.
Not to throw shade at Dutcher, but he was able to get out of the car and swim to shore, thank God. But he was brought to the F.F. Thompson Hospital and was treated for potential hypothermia. Police say alcohol and drugs were not factors, but Samotalski was given a traffic ticket for moving from a lane unsafely.
It's like not even a lane. He was literally just on the pier. Yeah, you know, I've never once in my life, I mean, I've lived there my entire life, never once in my life seen or heard of anything like that happening, of a car driving off the pier. It wasn't even like the end of the pier. It was
no.
The very beginning.
That's why I'm trying to figure it out. It's like, was he trying to, he tried to do a U-turn? Sure. And that's not, doing a U-turn is not, it's
hard.
Not simple driving for
it's
a lot of people.
Not hard.
For a lot
that
of-
and parallel parking, they're like, I can't.
You
I'm
know,
like, you have to figure it out. You have to figure it out.
You have any idea how many of my friends in high school failed their driver's, their road test because they couldn't do a simple K-turn? That's what took them out, the K-turn.
Mine is.
I'm not one to talk. It took me 3 times to try and get my driver's license. I had to take 3 different tests, okay?
Mine is speeding. I can do any turn or park you need me to do. I have a lead foot. What can
right.
I do?
All right, and then Brighton police are looking for suspects who say they assaulted a driver and tried to steal the driver's car on Monday night.
This not happened- to be confused with the car in Canandaigua.
No, this is a different story, but it happened around 11 p.m. in a parking lot on Browncroft Boulevard near I-590. This is why we're always saying you got to pay attention to your surroundings.
Right.
But police say two men with ski mask, because they're big, bad, and tough, but they always got the ski mask
on. We're going to Bristol after.
They approached the parked car and demanded the keys, with one man holding what appeared to be a gun. And when the driver refused to hand over the keys, the suspects attacked the person, took the keys, and then ran away before police arrived. So
So did they get the car?
Doesn't sound like it.
They just took the keys.
The victim had minor injuries. Anyone with information, please call 911. Dial that 911.
Right.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah, always.
And then you got those people on the other hand. They're like, I'm no snitch.
I'm like, I definitely am saying something. Thank you.
All right, coming up on the show this morning, you guys, Victoria from Hilton says her mother-in-law just passed away. Her husband, which is his mom, wants their three.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And 7-year-old to come to the funeral because it's their grandma. It's a perfect opportunity to talk to your kids about death and showing them how to pay their respects.
Right.
But Victoria, in the message she wrote us, says no, it's open casket, and she thinks this can traumatize the kids. So the question is, what would you guys do? Would you allow your kids to go to the funeral, or would you say absolutely not? They're too young. We'll get to this full message for Parental Confidential coming up next on PXY.
PXY is free and
PXY mornings. Welcome back to the show. It's Parental Confidential. It's the segment where we give parents an opportunity to share a problem, a situation, or a dilemma they may be facing. And of course, listeners can weigh in with any advice that could be helpful. Sometimes, once in a great while, it's Breezy and I, but that's far.
It's really not the norm. We're like, sometimes, we're like, never, really.
We touched on this topic in the past on the show when it comes to talking to your kids about death and whether or not you would bring them to a funeral or not. I mean, it's such a young age because they may not be ready for that yet. And Victoria from Hilton sent us a message and is dealing with this very issue. She says her mother-in-law passed away and her husband wants the kids at their grandmother's funeral. But Victoria is saying no because it's open casket.
Right.
Here's the full message she sent us yesterday. I have a 7-year-old little boy, a 3-year-old girl. A few days ago, my husband's mother passed away. Condolences. With the upcoming funeral, I feel like I need some advice. I don't feel very comfortable with having my children attend the wake and funeral services, especially since it will be open casket.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, on the other hand, doesn't see it being a big deal. And says, just keep them away from the casket. And I'm trying to be supportive of what he would like to do since it's his mom. But it just doesn't feel right bringing them along with us. If it wasn't an open casket, it wouldn't bother me much. But I'm just so worried this would traumatize my kids.
Right.
I want to know what other parents' thoughts are. If it were my side of the family, they 100% would not be attending. My grandfather's funeral was less than a month ago, and my children did not attend. I'm just so scared of traumatizing my own kids. Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for airing my message.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, listen, death is a hard concept for any age, definitely for a young age, because you can't really grasp it. I think the older you get, the easier it gets. I mean, I'm still not there, so I can't really speak on that, but it's definitely something you, as a parent, need to make the right decision on because of the fear of traumatizing your child and making sure that they're not going to come to you in 5 years and be like, "That remember that one time you made me go to grandma's funeral? Yeah, I haven't stopped thinking about it since then." And now they're 20 and it's like,
I don't know if that's the case. I've been to funerals at 5-6 years old and all I remember is just kind of running around the funeral home. I don't remember anything traumatizing about it. But if this were up to me, they'd definitely be going to the funeral, especially because it's their own grandmother. Open casket or not.
I mean, like, I don't know. They can go to, like, the ceremony, if there is a ceremony in the church or something like that. But
yeah, I'm sure
I don't like the idea of them seeing that. Because it is a little traumatic.
I mean, that's the conversation you have to have before you walk them in there. And I know my grandma's... you remember my grandma's wake?
Yeah.
In March?
Yeah.
Well, before...
I can't remember. Was it open?
It was open when we got there to say our last goodbyes.
Okay.
And then before everyone started arriving, they closed the casket.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out if my niece and nephews walked in before or after that. I can't remember.
Mm. Yeah, because I do remember them being there.
They were absolutely there. 585-252-9800. Guys, what are your thoughts on this? If you had small children and somebody in the family passed away, would you bring them to the funeral if it was open casket? And because it was open casket, would that be a problem for you? Would you say, nah? I mean, I don't know. I would. So if you're just joining us for parental, Victoria says her husband's mom passed away, her mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband obviously wants their 7-year-old and 3-year-old to attend. It's their grandma. And Victoria is saying, no, it's open casket. It's going to traumatize them.
Right.
Let's go over to Andrew here. Andrew says, my older brother passed away when I was 5 years old. He was 11. Of course, I went to the wake and the funeral. I don't remember if it was an open casket or not, but I think it was. My mom and dad took the time to explain to me what those things were and described that I would likely see them. Mm-hmm. And they answered my questions very honestly and age appropriately. Honestly, all I remember now being 38 years old, yeah, like me, is running around the funeral home and hiding under tables. You should absolutely allow your kids to go to their grandma's funeral.
This person says, what if the kids go to the burial but not the calling hours? That's what I was trying to find, that happy medium of like, you know, you go, you pay your respects, you get the feel for a funeral or a service, and then as they progressively get older, you dip your toe into more and more and more. The funeral, the reception after, the actual calling hours, and when you go to the funeral home and pay your respects. There's a lot of different aspects and layers to a funeral I think a lot of people don't really realize.
I agree with that. Megan says, if you think it won't hurt the kids mentally, then yeah, just let them go. Christine says, kids are going to learn about death eventually. This is a perfect opportunity to teach your kids about death and allow them to say their goodbye to their own grandmother. Let me go over to the phones here. PXY, what's your name?
Travis.
Hey, good morning, Travis. What are your thoughts on this? Would you let your kids go, yes or no?
No, I actually just had my daughter or a funeral for my great-grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and my daughter, you know, definitely went. She knew him really well, and, you know, they really got along. And I just think it's a really important, valuable life lesson that your kids have to encounter at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about how you react at the funeral for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely put on, like, the, you know, he lived a really good life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody loves him. We're going to miss him, but we're happy, you know, now that he's to like the next chapter, you know, if you will.
Yeah. Travis, was it open casket?
It was open casket, yeah.
Okay. And your 6-year-old went, and did your 2-year-old or no?
Yeah. I mean, he was just on mom's back. We have like a little carrier.
Right. Yeah.
But he didn't know what was going on. He was just eating cookies.
Yeah.
Mood, honestly.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, Travis. That was me at my grandma's funeral. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Jen says, personally, I think it could wait a couple more years to mature. Either way, there's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered because death is a part of life, and it's important to teach a kid so they can learn the grieving process as well. And yeah, I do 100% agree that You don't need to teach a kid how to the whole grieving situation early on.
Yeah.
But if a situation like this presents itself,
right,
why not take the opportunity? Travis made a good point. It's how you react too. Like, hey, grandpa, grandma, whoever lived a really good life, and we're here to celebrate that life.
Right. This person says, my mother passed away a few years ago, and my son was 3 at the time. He went to the calling hours in the funeral, open casket. He deserved the chance to say goodbye to his Grammy. I don't think it was traumatizing for him at all. That's just a part of life, unfortunately. That's from Zoe.
Zoe, thank you for that. And I'll get to a couple more here. I went to a friend's funeral when I was 12. They had an open casket. And no, it did not traumatize me. It actually opened conversation between me and my parents, and they did a great job of explaining it to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea to let them go. And we have one more. Scott says, my cousin passed away when I was 10, and my parents did not allow my sister or I to attend because he died under suspicious circumstances. Mm. Apparently, his wife and the rest of my cousins didn't take it very well. It wasn't a pretty scene at the funeral home from what I was told, so I'm kind of glad I didn't attend.
Yeah. Yikes.
And you understand a little bit more when you're 10 years of age too, which
right.
I get. Thank you guys for all the comments here. So Victoria, it's up to you. A lot of people are saying go. I don't know how much of this your 3-year-old is going to remember, mm-hmm. but this is, like a lot of people said, a perfect opportunity for you to have that conversation with your kids about death and really celebrating grandma's life, you know? Yeah. So thank you guys. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY.
98 PXY.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.